理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
You got a couple of foxes in your head, Alice, right?
They both want out of here. I'll behave until then.
Look, this is it, man. Ain't no do-overs this time. We break out tonight. We ain't never getting out.
Brains of the outfit, huh, Scorpion? He's leading you off a cliff, boys.
And you acting like you still in charge.
Pretend I ain't here.
Yeah, you and the radio.
The thing I can't quite figure is, with the crap storm this thing's become, why they haven't killed you.
We have an employee. It's not working out. We fire her. It needs to be that simple.
She's the Vice President of the United States.
That's all she'll ever be, Jim.
What's going on?
You get to Blackfoot, you find Stedman. Just give me a chance.
No!
Where's the lawyer?
Was there anybody else?
Where's Moreland?
How many?
Eight.
Hey, police dispatch, what do you got?
My shotgun.
Hope's already given orders for all the COs to hit the streets.
I stutter. Give me my shotgun!
Those piles of crap doing what they just did and just signed their death warrant. Every last one of them.
speak to Mistreka Society once again. Now, as many of you know, some of those men are convicted killers. Now, our job is to protect and ensure the safety of the general population. That means if we have to bring them down to ensure that safety, by God, we will do it. This time we're playing for keeps, gentlemen. Now, it's been at least 12 minutes since they went over that wall. That's 1 mile on foot at best. If they've got their hands on a vehicle, they could be 10 miles from here. So let's get moving!
Anything but wait right here and let them get ahead of us.
I don't know if we're gonna get a chance, Bobby.
Talks, son of a bitch.
Coming right for us.
Nobody move. They can't smell us. They can't see us.
Look, I just landed in Montana. I'm about an hour outside of Blackfoot, and this house, it's got something to do with Terrence Stedman's murder. I know it. And if whatever's here can help free Lincoln, then I wanted to say thank you. Bye. Soft money makes the world go round. You know it, and I know it. You cut my funding, and I can't run a proper campaign without it.
There was a lot of internal debate, trust me, and there's every chance that you can still win with your message, and it would certainly be our loss.
Oh, cut the crap. Is there anything else you want to tell me? Or did you just come here to twist the knife you stuck in my back?
Well, actually, I came here to express our gratitude for all that you've done for us over the years, and to let you know that this isn't personal. Surely you've been in politics long enough to know
that. Look, is this about the energy bill?
The energy bill has nothing to do with it.
Why am I finding that so tough to believe? I'm a grown woman. How about you give it to me straight?
All right. All right. The bottom line, Madam Vice President, is that you can't affect change in the Oval Office. And that is what we need the most. Certitude. Simply put, you can't get things done.
Well, maybe you don't know me so well.
I highly suggest that in the coming weeks, as the race narrows and the candidates start falling out, that you walk away quietly, of your own volition. Otherwise, maybe it'll be of the company's volition.
Hey, take the suit off. You're practically glowing in the dark.
I only got my skivvies
take
on underneath.
Take the suit off.
I'll freeze to death.
Hey. Hurry up. We're going to do something about that freeze.
You got it. Come on. Hurry up.
God!
Where the hell is the van?
Quieter. Where in the hell is the van?
Ye of little faith.
I told you.
Behind the wheel, Cro-Magnon.
Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
Getting us invisible.
John, where are the keys?
What?
The keys, where are they?
I told you, the garbage can by the trees in a plastic bag.
What are you waiting for?
God!
Oh, the keys! Come on!
The keys. I have to bring the garbage can. Where are the keys? The keys, the garbage can. There's none in the plastic bag.
We got the on-ramps to 55 and 80 being monitored. We got traffic checks on 171, 6, and 53. Special services has secured a watch on passenger lists at O'Hare and Midway.
How are we doing with the wiretaps?
They're being set up on all the family members of the escapees as we speak. Surveillance teams are being established outside the residences as well.
Thank you. What do you got?
Door wasn't forced. Lock wasn't picked.
As far as I can tell, they basically just walked right in.
I don't see how that's possible. These doors are locked down every night when we leave. It's priority number one. Only thing I can think is...
What?
Someone left it open for them.
Hey, John, I gotta ask you, I was so intent on Lincoln driving here and you taking that particular seat. Now, what is it exactly you got up underneath there, huh?
What the hell are you doing?
You think that'll stop me? Can I?
Think twice, Johnny boy. You shoot me. Pretty good, be dragging around 170 pounds of dead Alabama flesh with him. And considering how much you need him to get this little Fibonacci vendetta of yours, huh? So I just don't think it'll be pulling that trigger.
No.
You're gonna give me the key to those cuffs, T-Bag.
Son of a bitch.
Get it.
You're looking for this?
Spit it out!
They drink this. It's only a matter of minutes. This glycoside-saxitoxin hybrid goes to work in the bloodstream instantly. 5 minutes is the outside limit. Even the strongest cardiac muscles can continue to function. After that, massive cardiac arrest with no chance of survival.
What about toxicology tests?
Well, they'll reveal nothing. Death will appear to be from natural causes. This is high treason. You know that, don't you?
Fresh, boss.
Tonight.
Can't be more than an hour old.
Thought you'd get the scent.
Already have it.
Hey, boss, check this out.
Captain. This guy lives up the road. Works on the property during the day.
You see a vehicle parked here?
I think so, yeah.
What'd it look like?
Like a van, a blue van.
And you didn't think to report it to the authorities?
A parked car.
Come on.
If you think I won't gut you myself to get that key, you're in for a big surprise.
I encourage you to remember the last time you came at me with a knife.
Shut up! Shut up! Both of you! We could settle this in Mexico.
Far to the airstrip.
That's 5 miles, maybe.
You know what, you better be there, Mr. Mafia. You feel me? You better be there.
Something I don't know.
You're saying you don't know anything about this?
Honestly, I don't.
The door was left open, Katie.
It wasn't me.
Well, then who was it? Only you and Dr. Tancredi were left at the end of the night. The orderly confirmed that.
It wasn't me.
Then you're telling me it was Dr. Tancredi?
No,
I know you know something, Katie. And anything you know, you have got to tell me. If you don't, you are going to lose a lot more than your job. Withholding information makes you an accessory, and I will press that button if you don't start talking.
Sarah.
What about Sarah?
Sarah had a thing for Schofield.
Thank you, Kitty.
Touch her belly. Feel that he's in there. After that, whatever I gotta do, I'll figure it out. I just wanna touch her belly. We're close, Bobby.
You got trouble.
Bananas, we gotta get off this road.
The other way to the airstrip?
This is the only road.
Let's just run this bitch.
If somebody shut him up or I will.
Can we go back?
That won't do us any good. That'll only get us farther from where we need to be.
Which means we gotta bust a roadblock.
Maybe not. We gotta try and go around. We're gonna get that key from you. I don't care if you gotta crap it out. You have a foul mouth sometimes, pretty.
Oh! Ah!
What?
Guess we're stuck! Everybody out. Everybody out!
You're hurt.
Speech tonight.
Need some ID.
Secret Service.
Have at it.
Come on! This thing ain't going nowhere.
How far is the airstrip?
On foot, maybe 2 miles.
What the hell are we waiting for? Let's move.
It's really good race over here. Ain't gonna make it 10 feet.
Oh, we'll manage, won't we?
Sure, Pat. We teammates.
Teammates to the end.
Let's get out of here. Let's go. Go.
Let's go.
This is as far as you go, my friend.
What? No, man. You can't leave me out here. Not like
that. We had a deal, remember?
Yeah, but come on, bro.
You and I, we're not bros. And I don't think you want me telling the guys what I know. Now walk. We got trouble, pretty.
We got more than that.
What now?
Excuse me.
What can I do for you?
Sort of was going to ask you the same question. I run the tower during the day. There's no traffic allowed here after sundown.
Had some mechanical problems.
You need me to take a look at anything?
No, we got it. Don't trouble yourself. We'll be on our way in no time.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Have a good night, eh, buddy?
Yeah, you too.
Those guys better hurry up.
Hey, it's me. I got an unidentified aircraft here at Goose Park. You better have a look at it. Tail number's 986 Delta.
Hurry up.
Tranquilo. Just let Papi work a little bit of his magic, okay?
You know what you're doing?
Are you kidding me? Hot wiring this thing is like hot wiring a toaster. Now, if it were to be an Acura, one of the Chinese car, that's a whole different story. Electronic, ignition, computer chip, forget about it. But no, we're good.
Blood Chop is going to be coming back again, so hurry up.
Hey, yo, what they got in Mexico anyhow?
Never been there?
Ain't never been nowhere except for Iraq, Chi-Town, and Fox River. What you looking at? Look, man.
Is there a place where you can have a family? Lots of families down there, so I hear.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
For a black man. An American man. What a family. So that's the plan, huh? They're gonna meet you down in Mexico?
Yeah, it's worse than not seeing them. And I can't do that no more.
Not much of a life for them.
But it'll be a life. One of what me and him have been having for the last 2 years, man. Family, Snowflake. Ain't no way in hell I'm leaving him behind.
Good.
I must have done this 1,000 times.
Man, I thought you got busted for armed robbery.
That's what they caught me for.
Come on, man.
Rest the Jews. What is the ground? We strike them together, and we blow this camp.
What? What?
I don't get it.
Great. That's just great.
Any other tire tracks out here? They're on foot. Judging by how hot this engine is, they haven't gone far. 5-10 minutes ahead of us at the most.
Where are you? Renwick Road?
A quarter mile west of Weber on Renwick.
Okay, we've got Renwick on the south, Weber on the east, 143rd Street on the north, and 55 on the west. Units are in place along all those roads.
And I got a dozen more coming.
Brad?
This could be over quicker than we thought. We've got them boxed in.
Sir, we got an update on Dr. Tancredi?
Tell me.
None of the staff had any interaction with her. She left work suddenly in the early afternoon, returned for maybe an hour, then left again. All of it's very erratic.
Has anyone been able to reach her?
Doesn't have a home line. Cell phone seems to be shut off. Chicago PD identified her car outside her residence. They're getting an emergency warrant to go in. Sir, it's none of my business, but are you going to call the governor? This is his daughter we're talking about.
Cap, dogs picked up a trail.
Which way?
That way and that way.
Split up.
Looks like it.
Well, what the hell are we waiting for?
I think it's pretty clear that our policies have been effective. We've had 14 consecutive quarters of GDP growth above 3%. The tax cuts are working. Peter?
Madam Vice President, a lot of people question the wisdom of granting tax cuts to the oil industry in light of the fact that they're seeing record profits. Do you have thoughts on that?
We're a market-driven economy, Peter. Punishing companies for being a good business model doesn't make a whole lot of sense to this administration.
Madam Vice President!
Yeah, Rebecca?
Thank you. Madam Vice President, are you saying... If you're elected president,
If those tax breaks result in growth, yes. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sir, yes. Sir, can I...
Where are they?
They were way the hell back there.
That is so almost down, huh?
This ain't gonna work like this. We gotta do something.
I guess it was just meant to be, eh, now, fellas?
He's lucky I didn't take his to his head.
You cut his. You cut his. You... You go ahead.
Super shot.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Come on, let's go.
We can't leave him, it's just like...
You want to stay here and be my guest?
Yes, this is Warden Henry Pope at Fox River Penitentiary. I need to speak with the governor.
Yes?
Governor, I'm sorry to bother you, but there's been an...
Are you watching this?
Watching what?
I suggest you turn on your TV, Ward.
Medical Center have corroborated that President Mills was admitted into emergency care here a little more than 45 minutes ago. In the chief surgeon's words, President Mills suffered massive cardiac arrest. Doctors were unable to revive him. The news out of Washington Medical Center is official now. The President of the United States, Richard Mills, is dead. And keeping with protocol, Vice President Reynolds is in an undisclosed location being sworn in as the 46th president.
I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I hereby recognize you as the 46th president of this country.
And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot to attend to tonight. Thank you all. and you said I couldn't get things done.
Madam Vice President, perhaps we can get together and discuss how to move...
It is President now, Madam. And you're going to have to talk to my organizers. My schedule is suddenly quite full. I'm sure you'll understand.
Sarah Tancredi, it's the police. We have a warrant to come in. It's easier if you just open the door, otherwise we're going to come on in.
Dispatches is 15 David on scene. Roll a bus to 1616 Van Leer Drive, apartment 236. Possible overdose, likely DOA. Copy.
Copy 15 David. Bus on route.
Airstrip's on the other side of that field. Just 500 yards and this whole thing's over.
He's not moving. Every second we stay here is another chance for them to find the plane. We gotta go now.
Wait, wait. All right, let's go.
Michael.
This is a war count. I want you to know.
I know.
Defendant charged of murdering Terrence Stedman, guilty.
This stunt by Lincoln Burroughs Defense Counsel is an affront to the memory of my brother.
We made an imprint of the deceased teeth and compared them to the dental records of Terrence Stedman.
They were a perfect match.
Who killed Terrence Stedman?
Nobody.
Hello, Terrence.
Let's go.
What do we do now?
We run.
This way! This way!